You know, there's a fine line between science fiction and infinite potential. When I was a girl, robots were science fiction. When my mother was a girl, submarines were science fiction. This that we talk about as infinite potential may have a little bit of that sci-fi feeling. We really don't care. We're not here to tell you what to believe. We're just here to give you options and to let you know what has been recognized or utilized in the beginning from the ancestors. When you intellectualize too much, you are limiting too much. Let's take the new astrology rather than the traditional. Traditional astrology was really founded by the ancestors, those who were paranormal, who used telepathy and astral travel and various other connections to understand the planetary. This new science stuff, because the world's a minute older or something, you know, that's hoo-ha. That's not what it's about. It was always known that we would find new planets. It was always known that there were other universes. It's just science that locked us out. In fact, spirituality works quite well with science because divine law is principles, formulas, that which we can count on. The only reason we have adversity is because of our own adversity. We have diverse thoughts, and so adversity sneaks in on us. Now, I don't want you to think that I don't believe in entities, because I do. I know. I have exercised many of them. I have had to fight even death many times. Now, I do understand voodoo, and I get bruja. I understand the psychic. These are all perspectives. What this website is offering you is the perspective of spirit in divine potential. What is infinite goodness laws? We try to redefine Jesus. We try to redefine Moses. We try to show that there are many ways to perceive. And you get to pick. It's your life. It's your destiny. It's your empowerment. I pray that you realize that you are here to be a messenger, that your hard times has given you the strength, the know-how, the endurance, the wisdom to find your way home again, back to the oneness, through law and through the abstract. It doesn't really matter if it's one or the other to spirit. Spirit always says, if it works, it's true. And if it's true, it works. They refuse to make one right answer. What's important is that you find your path. You find your beliefs, your self-realizations that we can share in this oneness together. The oneness of good, the oneness of miracles. Jehovah.